You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Every day in India, around 12 million people go to the movies, and 3 billion people worldwide will watch an Indian film in 2007. Here to discuss the world's largest film industry and the rise of its biggest star is film critic Anupama Chopra. Her book, King of Bollywood, Shah Rukh Khan and the Seductive World of Indian Cinema, is published by Grand Central Publishing. I'm very pleased it has brought Anupama Chopra to my show today. Hello.
Hi.
Of all the actors in India today, what makes Shah Rukh Khan the king of Bollywood, a man who is bigger at the box office than Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise combined?
You know, I think what Shah Rukh has done is basically captured the new India. He is the face of the new urban India, the post-liberalization India. It's a country full of hope, which is slowly emerging as an economic superpower. His films reflect that. They're all about consumption, beautiful people in beautiful places. And he's really become the sort of repository for the fantasies and dreams of all of us who are now, you know, taking baby steps into a new world.
He often plays yuppies, but yuppies that still have traditional Indian values.
So
that's the thing that resonates with Indian audiences?
Absolutely. That is the key, because it tells us all that, you know, we can enjoy the material comforts of the West without letting go of, what we believe is special, is the traditional Indian values. And so he always manages to combine both.
And he's famous for his romantic roles, but he's never kissed a leading lady on screen?
No.
There have been kisses in recent years, haven't there?
They have. You know, we're starting to accept that people do kiss.
Well, in the past it was said people kiss, but if they're not married, these actors are not married, then they shouldn't be kissing on screen.
No, actually, no. There wasn't any external censorship. It was more an internal thing. I think actors preferred not to do it. Directors were very awkward, you know, filming it. And so it just went away. But in the last 5 or 7 years, there's a lot of smooching going on, but Shah Rukh isn't doing it.
Is there a reason? Do you think that that religion plays a role? He is a Muslim in a predominantly Hindu country, and he's become a big star where there's been a lot of religious tension over the years.
It has, but I have to tell you that the popular Hindi film industry is perhaps the last bastion of secularism in the country. There has never been any kind of division on, you know, grounds of religion. I think, well, what he tells me is he's just too shy to kiss.
Well, he is married. He's married to a Hindu.
Yes, he is.
And he says he's not religious.
Well, he is, you know, in fact, they practice both, they have Hindu rituals in their house as well as Muslim rituals. They do both things.
To some degree, his reaction to kissing is similar to what some American actors have told me about nude scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, they say, you know, like, it is really strange and it makes me uncomfortable to be there with this woman I've just met, naked in a bed, and I don't want to do it.
That's exactly right. He says he's just too shy. It makes him feel awkward. And he says you don't have to kiss to portray romance.
But, and the audiences think that's perfectly fine.
Yes, they do.
Is he a good actor or just a very charismatic performer to become this big?
Well, he is. The jury is still out on how good an actor he is. And in all fairness, he has kind of become stereotyped into a particular role of this romantic yuppie who can live in New York, who can live anywhere and still retain his Indian values. But I think underneath that kind of star stereotype image that he has, there is a good actor, and I think he's going to come out. He's trying to experiment with his roles and kind of move beyond this romantic hero.
How many films would he make in a typical year?
He has about 2 to 3 releases every year.
So this is like the old Hollywood.
It is.
When actors were in a lot of different movies and directors would direct 2 or 3. Now, in this country, an actor appears in a movie once in a while and directors take 3 or 4 years between projects. So how many films are made in India in a typical year? And when I say made in India, I guess I'm talking about made in Bombay or Mumbai.
That's right.
Because there are other films, there are all sorts of independent film industries in other parts of the country that are not part of this big movie machine?
Absolutely. And I think that's a distinction not many people make, that the Indian film industry puts out about 800 films a year, but the Hindi movie industry, which is based in Bombay, does only about 200 of those.
But those are the ones that we think of as the Bollywood films with all the musical numbers and everything.
Yes, yes. But even the films made in the south of India, in Tamil Nadu, in the Madras, the Chennai film industry, those have songs as well. I think songs are just one way we tell stories.
Although someone like Sajjad Ray, who's not been with us for a long time, but still for many people represents India as well, he made films that Westerners would recognize as art films.
Sure. And he was very much the art house film director, but most mainstream cinema will have songs.
But we do have some directors today who are doing that sort of film, who are better known in the West, Deepa Mehta, Meera Nair. And is it because they make films that are more like Western art house films?
Sure. You know, I think it is still, you know, Bollywood in the West is still an acquired taste. And I think it's a very, very unique and very different way of telling a story. And it does have song and dance. It is fantastical. It is many times over the top. But it still captures an essential truth of life, which is why it connects globally. But yes, these filmmakers do make films which are closer to a Western sensibility.
Would someone like Shah Rukh have to be a good dancer to be able to make it in the business?
Well, he says he's a terrible dancer, and it's like, you know, it takes him a lot of effort to dance. But yes, you do need to know how to put your feet in front of each other to do it.
Because they're going to do a lot of dance numbers. The singing, they don't have to worry about because singing is almost always done by two or three famous singers.
Sure. The singing is all lip sync. It's all playback singing, so they don't have to worry about that.
My guest is Anupama Chopra. Her book, Shah Rukh Khan, King of Bollywood, is published. Who did I say it was published by? It's published by Grand Central Publishing. You're a film critic. Your husband and your sister are filmmakers. Your brother and mother have both written screenplays. So is this typical? Is the film business often a family affair in India?
It is. In Bombay, it is. You have several generations of actors, several generations of filmmakers. You know, invariably, it's not even 6 degrees of separation. I think it's only two. Almost everyone is related to everyone else.
I wonder if that's one of the reasons that Hindi films often place such strong emphasis on traditional family values.
Yes, I'm sure it is, because they're made by family concerns.
Now, and there's also this feeling like Hollywood in the old days, where we're talking about a very closed business where everybody understands what the rules are. But Hollywood was rather corrupt in the old days. The gangsters were there. And that's true in Bollywood, too, isn't it?
It was. Yes, it was true. In fact, at one point, you know, my husband had threats, too, and we lived with bodyguards. So I've seen that ugly side of Bollywood very closely. It's a first-hand experience. But all of that is now, you know, has been pushed aside, really, because there is a lot of corporate money coming in. It's no longer sort of friends, businessmen, jewelers trying to produce movies. There are a lot of corporations. And what we have now is really the new version of Bollywood. It's the new avatar, which is far more organized, far, far more cleaned out. It's check payments, bound scripts. So it's a whole new world there now.
A word that gets used a lot to describe Hindi films is something that I see on restaurant menus, masala.
Sure.
Yes. What does a masala mean?
Well, masala is a spice. And I think when we talk about Hindi movies being, you know, and I say it in my book as well, that they are a unique masala mix, because our movies, unlike Western films, don't sort of stick to one tone, one note. You know, a romance will invariably have songs, will have comedy, will have tragedy. It's many, many things in one movie. So what we want is a sort of unique masala mix, which is satisfying to our soul, you know. So it's never one thing.
Is this why the movies go on so long, sometimes 3 hours or more?
Sure. And in fact, Lagan, which was nominated for an Oscar, clocked in at 3 hours, 42 minutes. Yeah, but we want everything, you know. So I think we're looking for so much nourishment that it has to go on for 3 hours.
Well, Shah Rukh Khan dances his way through the longest running movie in history, Dilwell, I'm not going to say it well, but known as DDLJ?
Yes.
How long has it been in theaters?
It's been in theaters since 1995.
And why has it remained so popular?
You know, it's amazing because I did, the second book I wrote was a monograph for the British Film Institute on Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge. And I went back to the theater to watch it. And I actually had to buy tickets off a scalper because there were no seats available.
Despite the fact that it's been running all these
years. Yeah, it had been already running, I'm sure, for at least 9 or 10 years then. And I think it just connects in such an incredible way.
Well, I'm assuming that people have seen it many times before, so
sure.
They're singing along.
They're
with
absolutely
all the musical
singing
numbers.
Along. I think I saw many people just walk in or walk out halfway through the movie because, you know, they're just there for their favorite scene.
On Friday night, you'll be introducing a screening of Devdas, which became the first Hindi movie to be premiered at the Cannes Film Festival when it was released in 2002. This is a kind of a Romeo and Juliet story, but based on a 1917 novel that's been filmed 9 times now.
Yes. Yes. Devdas is sort of the iconic Indian tragic hero from Indian literature. And it has been filmed in several languages, and Shah Rukh last played him in his Devdas, I think it was like in 2005 or so.
Is it his best film, do you think?
No, I don't personally consider it his best film, but it is a very intriguing and interesting film. Lots of colors, lots of drama, very pretty.
Another Shah Rukh Khan film will be screened tonight as part of the Museum of the Moving Images outdoor series. That's if we don't have rain, in Socrates Sculpture Park in Astoria. This one's called Kal Hol Na Ho. How would you translate that title?
It means if tomorrow comes.
Uh-huh. And what does DJ, I'm not going to get that.
DDLJ.
Does it have to be so long and difficult to pronounce?
Absolutely. That means the brave heart will take the bride.
I thought it meant Gone with the Wind. This one, Kal Ho Na Ho, it takes place in New York.
It does. It was mostly filmed here.
Is that typical? Are we seeing more and more movies shot outside of India?
It has. It has become typical, and especially of Shah Rukh's films. He does a lot of movies. In fact, he had a big release last year too, which was entirely set in New York. Again, which is a part of the global Indian and what he sells.
Because there are a lot, as you say, there are so many immigrants, Indian immigrants, that it doesn't really matter where you set the film.
Absolutely.
And telling a story of somebody who's no longer living in India is something that would resonate with a lot of Indians.
Mm-hmm. It would, yes.
He has billions of fans, but he's definitely not a household name in this country. Do you think he'll ever do a Hollywood film the way many of the Hong Kong stars have?
Well, you know, I asked him recently why he doesn't have a career in Hollywood, and he said, to be honest, no one's ever offered me a career in Hollywood. But I think he's very realistic. He says that, you know, perhaps I don't have what it takes to be a global star from Hollywood, but I do have what it takes to be a global star from Bollywood, and I'm proud of it.
Well, it's interesting that people like Jet Li or Chow Yun-fat, Michelle Yeoh, Maggie Cheung Gong Li would have careers outside of China and Hong Kong. And yet the biggest star of India would not have a career. He's a good-looking guy.
He is. He is a good-looking guy. But I think he would be fairly reluctant to go from biggest star in India to, you know, smallest star in Hollywood.
Right. You don't want to have a flop in Hollywood and then have to explain it back to the folks back home.
Sure. And I don't even think it particularly interests him. I think he's so successful in the place he's in that he's pretty happy with it.
Anupama Chopra will introduce the screening of Devdas starring Shah Rukh Khan this coming Friday, the 10th at 7:30 at the Museum of the Moving Image. To find out more, you can visit our show page at WNYC.org or call the museum at 718-784-0077. The book, King of Bollywood, Shah Rukh Khan and the Seductive World of Indian Cinema. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.